From theunce.com, this is the Unce Podcast. Featuring artist interviews, unreleased tracks, and previews of the biggest events in electronic music. Available every week at theunce.com. Welcome to the Unce Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. My guests this week are Ben Ebert, Mike Kelly, and Gray Smith. Together they form Savoy. They come from the fertile electronica, livetronica, electro house scene, whatever you want to call it, in Boulder, Colorado. When they met as freshmen at Colorado University about 6 years ago, they formed a jazz-funk combo, playing to what was then a big jam band scene. Over time, the group shifted to a more electronic format, ending up with Ebert and Smith as DJs and Mike Kelly mixing live and electronic drums on stage. Here's a track from their first full-length album, Automatic. We'll hear This Is Not a Booty Call. This is Not a Booty Call from Savoy's album Automatic. Let's get to my interview with Ben Ebert, Mike Kelly, and Gray Smith. Here's Ben Ebert talking about the evolution of Savoy from jam band to livetronica.
We always were very dancey, but having the guitars and the bass and everything a little more jazzy as well, funky stuff. And then we got more and more into computer production because we just wanted to fill up our sound but keep us three as the only members. So after about 3 years of doing the guitar thing and slowly integrating electronics, we kind of just completely changed and just took a long time off and did only electronic and really learned how to do the production side of things. And we just fell in love with that so much and the harder sound we were getting out of the synthesizers and everything. And then I'd say a year and a half, 2 years ago is when we really emerged as the new Savoy that you see today. Kind of like, that's where it really started. But we've known each other for about 6 years now, and we've been making music together for that long as well.
Now, I wonder, since you did make that shift from the traditional live setting to using laptops and a lot of electronic equipment, how are the roles sort of assigned now? I understand, Mike, you're for the most part, you're drumming, but definitely. I guess between the two DJs, what is the separation of powers, I guess, that you take on?
It's different behind the scenes and then on in a live setting. Like, behind the scenes, we're all producing tracks, and Mike does a lot of the drum production. And so, yeah, we're doing that behind the scenes. And then on stage, Ben's running the DJ mixer and the filters and the EQs and the volumes and stuff like that. And then I'm running cut-up samples and track selection and effects and stuff like that. And then obviously Mike is doing the live drum thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not so as spontaneous as it was, but we still almost jam in the studio. in a way, you know, like Ben will be working on a track and Gray will start working on it while Ben works on Gray's track, and they don't even know what they're each other are doing to their own songs, you know, for maybe a day. And you know, every once in a while I'll jump on one of their tracks and try to put my input in. So we almost kind of like jam individually, you know, just kind of trade computers almost, just like you trade fours and like jazz or something like that.
So how does that musical background sort of influence your sound? I mean, I imagine it's not been a complete break from what you were doing when you were all three playing your live instruments. Do you think that you have an advantage maybe as having played with instruments before?
I would say so, for sure. I mean, right off the bat, drums and percussion are a big part in electronic music. And having Mike have the real feel of a drummer, like a lot of times he'll hear a track and come into it and know exactly what he would play, or if he, you know, could play some crazy electronic rhythm, like he's already thinking it, so he can program it in a different way because he knows like what it would feel like to play it. And the same with Gray and I, because, you know, we'll have our musical background and take chord structures and notes and everything like that. And I just think that knowing music has got to help, you know, with the different voicings of chords and overall arrangement and just song structure, I guess, just because we've been creating songs in so many different mediums for so long that we kind of have developed a sense of what'll work live and in the studio, and they're two different things. And so live, you know, we really take almost our jam background with the epic builds and really try to bring that into the electronic music. So we have these massive build-up and energy, you know, breaks and everything like that that we would have done on instruments, but just taken to, you know, 10 levels further now that we have all the equipment behind us to really express ourselves, I guess.
Ben Ebert of Savoy discussing the band's creative process. Let's hear what has become a staple of the Savoy live show, a remix of Damian Marley's Welcome to Jamrock, right here on the UNS podcast.
My boy,
This is the Unce Podcast. You just heard the Welcome to Jamrock remix from my guests Savoy, a fresh electro house trio out of Boulder, Colorado. Let's get back to my interview with the band. Here, Gray Smith explains how Savoy chooses its remixes.
I think a lot of our remixes have just spawned off like songs that we love. Like, I know Jamrock, I've just loved that song forever, and I hadn't really heard too many remixes of it, and just decided to do it one day, and that's gone over pretty well. And then other things we look for in like samples and stuff are just like good vocal hooks, and just anything really. But I'd say most of our more well-known remixes right now just came from songs that we loved and decided to add our two cents to.
I grew up from the second I was born, my dad and mom just pumping Dire Straits down my throat and rock like that. And right now, one of our biggest songs that people really love is we did a Dire Straits remix. And I guess what we like to do sometimes is just take older songs, not necessarily the Damian Marley, but the Beastie Boys and the Dire Straits and some other tracks that we've done. Take older songs that really just kind of strike a note with people, but they might not have listened to it recently, but they hear it and they're just like, oh, I love that.
That's great. Now, Mike, you are the most organic of the instruments out there on stage. What is your job in making every show that much more different? Is there a lot of improv in your own playing? Is there a lot of improv in the rest of the group?
Yeah, there's a lot of improv. A lot of times I know it's like around the bend, but it always comes out differently, and Ben will tweak some filter or something, and I'll try to like bounce off it. So there is a lot of improv, and but I'd say what these guys do in the studio, and I think it's very organic as well with all the synthesizers and stuff, and it doesn't really come up on stage. But there's a lot like behind the scenes that every once in a while they'll be busting out guitars or whatever to like come up with like a progression, or like just on like kind of like a keyboard, or like more of like a natural piano sound to get ideas. So but basically it's there is a lot of improv, and I'm up there trying to switch it up every night.
And with our live shows, all the beats are played live. It's not like Mike's playing over beats that we've recorded. We take all the beats out. We'll have a sub present for the kick drum just to make it really thump like a dance track should. But other than that, it's really up to Mike, and he can do whatever he wants all night long.
Ben Ebert of Savoy talking about their live show. Here's Get Some Action. This is the Unce Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. Each week, I will feature interviews, live tracks, and more from the best artists, producers, and DJs in the field of electronic music. On this week's show, Savoy out of Boulder, Colorado.
On your website, your fans can get pretty much all your music for free. So I'm wondering, how do you guys eat? how do you survive when, you know, you're essentially giving away a lot of your music for free?
Well, I think that the music industry's changed pretty drastically in the last decade or so. And so I don't think that a lot of people are making a lot of money off of record sales anymore. With that said, I remember reading articles in the Wall Street Journal right in the midst of this whole recession, and there was a main spread on how the concert industry is the one of the main things that have kind of bucked the recession and really just kept the ticket sales increasing. And we found that to be very true for us. And more and more we're just getting hired by outside promoters and, you know, go home and play big sold-out venues, and the money really comes from the live performance, and it's not bad at all, and we can see, you know, a big progression even still to make a lot more money, and not that that's the main thing, but there's definitely room to grow, and there's definitely artists out there that are making a great living off of live performances.
Well, thank you guys so much for doing this. I appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for this week's UNS podcast. I'd like to thank Savoy for being on the program. Beginning in early April, they'll be hitting the road with Boulder-based Pretty Lights for a few dates in the Midwest and out east. For more info on Savoy and to find out when they'll be performing in your area, please visit theunce.com. For help with this week's show, I'd like to thank Alex Schneider and Brent Nixon of Herm Productions, Dave Kubiak and the gang from The Bluebird, Adam Barenfeld of Fashionably Late Management, and of course, Gray Smith, Ben Ebert, and Mike Kelly of Savoy. On next week's program, my guest is DJ Tebow out of Austin, Texas. We discuss the electronic music scene in Austin, mashups, and of course, Lady Gaga. If you have any questions or comments about the UNS, or you'd like to be a guest on the program, contact me at anand@theunce.com. That's A-N-A-N-D. Remember to visit theunce.com for news, artist profiles, and tour dates from across the electronic music spectrum. If you want to be a regional rep for the UNS in your area, contact avi@theunce.com. That's A-V-I@theunce.com. Catch you next week.